Inherently Happy, episode 345. 345, Happy Creation. We begin, as always, with the Happy Creed. We believe in happy, in balance and growth, of being mindful and grateful, compassionate and understanding. Yowza ha ha, my happy friends! Happy said, let there be art, and art there was. I like to create art, and I kind of need to create art. But I also need to pay rent, so I got to do lots of non-art things. But I try to stay happy and squeeze in some creativity and art wherever I can. But since bringing art into non-art spaces is often met with suspicion, I have to pick my moments. Like, I tried adding original cartoons to the ends of my office emails. And while some were glad, others eventually forbade them. So I started adding short poems instead. 'Cause even just that simple act of my adding a silly little poem to the end of an office email to remind people who make a lot more money than me to do things they totally should remember to do on their own can make the grunt work more bearable. I also create art because I want to be heard. I want to connect with other people, to check and see if the things that interest me also interest them, and if our outlooks are at all compatible. Like how I consider having a working knowledge of the limits and triggers of one's own moods, as well as having a kind curiosity to be good things. Every action taken to practice such traits and share them reinforces them in you, others, and the world entire. I write poems at the end of reminder emails because nobody likes reminder emails, least of all me. And so I try to zhuzh them up some. Better for them who must read them, and yes, better for me who must send them. I make a podcast about ways to improve balance and growth in one's outlook and life, so that I may improve my outlook and life. But I publish them to see if they can improve yours. I mean, if I'm going to make them anyway, why keep them myself? Why should I be so stingy and cruel? That would not be very nice. And if someday art takes the top spot among my bread-winning jobs, the more's the better. But until that glorious day when I can finally be my own man, I shall continue to create art wherever I can. I'll do it after that point, too. Something I might suggest for you. It's therapeutic and builds connections, allowing catharsis and deep reflections, returning such feel-good dividends upon saying yowza ha-ha to your happy friends. I, happy Lord Jeffrey, remain as always your happy friend ever. Ha-ha! Yowza!